Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, throughout the year, you're going to see a headline that says, the top five great sport athletes, five stocks you should buy this year, 27 things that were done that the entertainment community really was incredibly stupid. You're going to find lots of things with numbers. And throughout the year, I kind of collect my own list. And there's another list, too, you know, the top 10 books that you want to read. But I keep my own list. I keep my list, and I think about it, and I think about what business people do. And my list is the five ways CEOs, business owners, implode their business. There are five major ways that they do it. I'm sure there are many more. And the first one is not paying your taxes. That money coming in just doesn't all belong to you. Oh, I'll worry about it later. I'll pay it at the end of the year. Well, the end of the year is here, and there are many people throughout the country and many business people throughout the country that are in absolute panic because they're talking to their accountant this week, and they're saying, how much estimated taxes do I owe on the 15th? And they're going, oh, I can't believe it. Where do I get that money? It's not all your money. You have to absolutely take the tax money out all year long and pay it. The next one, sitting in the office. I don't care what size your business is, if you're a one-person operation or you're doing $100 million a year, if you just sit behind your desk all day long and you don't get out in the field, you don't really understand what's going on, you're not talking to your people, you're not riding with your people, you're not interactive with your business, there's going to be a problem because you're not really going to know what's going on. You have to get out behind that desk. You can't sit in that office all day long. You have to be interactive. And the next thing that you really need to do is you really need to open your eyes and see what's around you. Most people are in denial. Let me give you an example. The doctor says to me, Howard, lose 20 pounds. I go, okay. And the next time I go back to the doctor, he says, lose 20 pounds. Because I'm in denial, because I look at that great food in front of me and I go, oh, I'll worry about my diet tomorrow. I'll worry about losing the 20 pounds tomorrow. Now, I don't tend to do that in business. In business, I have my eyes open and I'm paying attention. But, you know, in business, we really need to pay attention. We need to look for the little things that are going wrong. If we don't see the little things that are going wrong, they're going to add up to big things. Next, it's the feast and famine cycle. We're doing really well. We had a really great month. It's really incredible. So what do? We cut back on our prospecting. Prospecting is work. Prospecting is taking rejection. Prospecting is getting out there and looking for the one that wants to do business with us. But look, we just did incredible business in this month, this quarter. I can slow down the prospecting. And as soon as you do that, well, everything starts to slow down. You may not feel it immediately, but you'll feel it 3 months from now, 6 months from now, a year from now. So we want to make sure that we're always prospecting. And if business is good and it's so good we don't know what to do, we especially want to make sure that we're prospecting. We want to make sure that it's good for tomorrow. And the next thing people tend not to do is they tend to not really think about sales. They don't become a student of business. They don't become a student of sales. What they do is they do the same thing all the time. They go into the prospect and they just throw up all over them. Here's what I'm going to do. Here's why you should do business with me. Here's why you should buy from me. Here's my price. They don't take time to find out what the person really needs, why you're really there. Imagine going into a restaurant. You sit down at the restaurant and the waiter brings you food. And you go, I didn't want this. I'm not into spicy food. Why did you bring this? Hey, I just brought it to you. Eat it. That's what salespeople do. Salespeople don't understand the prospect. They don't understand the sales process. They don't understand what people need. They just go in and say, I need you to buy this because I need. And it's not about you. It's not about the salesperson. It's about the person you're doing business with. What do they need? So review these five things that make people implode their business. Think about them. Now, there are many more. But if you just get these five things right, you'll be on your way to more profits this year. This is Howard LeWinter, and I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.